So, have you noticed all the talk lately about fire safety in London's older homes? There's this renewed focus on making residential properties, especially the older ones, much safer in case of fire.
Yeah, it's been all over my inbox from the council. A lot of these buildings just weren't built with modern safety standards in mind, so updating them is crucial. Fires can move fast in those old layouts.
Absolutely. And you hear stories every year about how quickly things can go wrong in those properties. That's why local authorities are stepping in with stricter guidelines, right?
Exactly. They're really pushing these new regulations to make sure every landlord and property owner is keeping up. It's not just about ticking boxes, it's literally about saving lives in an emergency.
That actually reminds me, what's the deal with fire door strips? I keep hearing the terms intumescent strips and smoke seals tossed around in these updates.
Funny you mention that. Intumescent strips are those clever bits fitted around the edge of doors. When exposed to heat, they expand and seal gaps to stop smoke and fire from spreading.
Oh, so they're like a built-in barrier that activates in a fire? That makes so much sense. I always pictured a heavy door was enough, but it's really those details that do the heavy lifting.
Totally. Without the strips, smoke can slip through even the tiniest spaces. And since most fatalities in house fires are from smoke inhalation, these seals can make a huge difference.
So, let's say you're a landlord or you own a flat in an older block. Is fitting these strips now a requirement for everyone, or is it just recommended?
Good question. For entrance and communal doors, it's moving from should do to must do. Councils are making it mandatory in a lot of cases, especially where multiple households share a hallway or stairwell.
That's a big shift. I guess it means there's less room for people to just ignore the updates. Do you know if there are any penalties for not complying?
There are, actually. Property owners can face fines, and more importantly, insurance might not pay out if you're found non-compliant after a fire. So it's a real risk not to get up to speed.
Last week, we got stuck on whether to try fitting these strips ourselves or call in a pro. Is it worth getting experts like Fix in London involved?
Honestly, unless you're already handy with door work, it's so much safer to let professionals handle it. The strips have to be fitted perfectly to actually work. If there's even a small gap, their effectiveness drops.
That attention to detail sounds crucial, especially since it's about fire safety. Plus, I imagine pros know exactly what each building needs to match the specific regulations.
Exactly. And companies like Fix in London keep up with the latest safety codes, so you don't have to worry about missing a step. It takes a lot of stress off property owners.
After all these new rules and expert fittings, how can someone be sure their property's actually compliant and safer?
The best way is to get a professional inspection once the work's done. They'll check that all the strips and seals are properly installed and that the doors meet the latest standards.
That peace of mind must be huge, especially for people renting out homes or managing blocks of flats. It's one less worry, and you know you've done the right thing.
Exactly. And beyond the paperwork, there's just something reassuring about knowing you've genuinely made the building safer for everyone living there.